dictation for Elizabeth Rau, R-A-U, November 827. Addresses a letter to Dr. Shankaraya, S-H-A-N-K-A-R-I-A-H. /779-5251. Dear Dr. Shankaraya, follow up for Mrs. Raw. She goes by Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, comes accompanied with daughter, has renal failure hypertension, last visit in August. She remains at Isabella Nursing Home facility. She has lower extremity wounds, followed through the wound clinic in Midland. Has not received any antibiotics for that purpose, although recently 2 courses of urinary tract infection antibiotics. She does not know the name. She was having some cloudiness of the urine. She, for the most part, is wheelchair-bounded, progressive weight loss, decreased appetite, 3 small meals, no vomiting, dysphagia, constipation, no bleeding, a stable dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, has cardiomyopathy with low ejection fraction, no oxygen, no sleep apnea, no increase of orthopnea, has a pacemaker defibrillator. Follows with Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, cardiology. Medication list review of Coumadin and Norvasc. When I saw her in August, they just started on Entresto, E-N-T-R-E-S-T-O, and Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A. A number of inhalers. I want to also highlight the Coric. Lasix, potassium replacement, remains on Tramadol, 50 milligrams 3 times a day for pain control. Next paragraph. Today, blood pressure 102/50 on the left side. Looks chronically ill, elderly, soft voice, no major respiratory distress, minimal tachypnea. Cold valves on the basis, for the most part, distant clear, no consolidation, pleural effusion, pacemaker on the left upper chest, no pericardial rap, no significant murmurs. No gross abdominal discomfort or tenderness, no CVA tenderness, minimal edema, moving 4 extremities, normal speech. Chemistries from today. Normal sodium potassium acid base, however, creatinine has increased. Baseline is around 1.2 to 1.4. Right now it's 2.3. If this is a steady state, GFR will be around 18. Normal calcium albumin, liver function test not elevated. No CBC available. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute on chronic renal failure versus progression, I think it's the effect of the new medications. Blood test in August did not show changes. It was just started those medicines. We're going to place on hold Farxiga as well as Entresto and repeat chemistries on the next few days. We will rule out urinary retention. We are requesting a bedside bladder scan that might explain also potentially the recurring urinary tract infection. She clinically looks stable, no evidence of CHF decompensation. If anything, she looks to be in the dry side. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Present potassium acid base is normal. Cell count needs to be updated for anemia. Avoid FLIT enemas because of the potential phosphorus exposure. All issues discussed at length with the patient and the daughter. Cardiology Dr. Crepose may notify of medication changes. Supposed to see her this Wednesday. We also call the facilities for the medication changes as well as the need for blood tests in few days and the bladder testing. End of dictation.